I'm Lauren Sega, manager of communications for Homeport, a nonprofit affordable housing developer in Central Ohio. We're in one of the fastest growing areas in the country, and while we've seen the growth, we've felt the pains that come along with it, especially when it comes to housing all of us and our incoming neighbors. Each month, we're interviewing local experts on the issues, the barriers, and the solutions around housing and development, hoping to shed some light on how we got where we are and what we can do to create a future that houses everyone. This is Level With Us. Financial stability. It looks a little different from one person to the next. You and your neighbor have different goals, you and your best friend, and there are factors that stratify people. The kind of upbringing you've had, where you live, what education you've been able to attain, the debt you may have from getting that education, how many kids you have, your income, zip code, race, gender. For most Americans, there's a tricky balance to maintain to feel comfortable. Only one in three of us could afford an unexpected $400 expense right now, says Bloomberg. Every dollar can be accounted for, between rent or a mortgage, utilities, groceries, debt, and of course, you're always supposed to save some of it. Experts recommend 20% of your paycheck. Budgeting and building credit, preparing for homeownership, these are the kinds of lessons missing from high school curricula. These lessons are missing from a lot of our households growing up, the kinds of households who themselves are holding it all together without a lot to spare. Unsurprisingly, at Homeport, our residents are on their own paths toward financial security and self-sustainability. Based on a survey from residents in more than 500 Homeport homes, it's the top concern, and for good reason. This week I spoke with Mark Childs, Resident Services Program Manager, and Lydia Daniels and Jillian Kent with the Financial Empowerment Center through Jewish Family Services. Along with what the Financial Empowerment Center and we at Homeport have to offer, there are a ton of free resources out there for folks of all income levels to get guidance in becoming financially fit or assistance with these things that leave us cost burdened. Whatever your goals are, there's help to get you there. Obviously, there are hurdles. Making minimum wage, being a parent, having unreliable transportation, having medical bills or debt. But there are experts out there who can look at what you have going on and give you tangible steps to build more. And there are resources to turn to in unforeseen crises. As with anything, it's not easy. And with Mark, Lydia, and Jillian, we do discuss the pitfalls as well as the opportunities. But I hope you come away from this episode with as much new information as I did. Let's lay the foundation.
I would say the biggest challenges is the debt. The debt, paying rent, of course, lower paying jobs, things of that nature. A lot of clients are really facing a lot of evictions, homelessness. A lot of that's going on right now. So it's a little scary.
Yeah.
Definitely trying to keep people, you know, out of shelters and things of that nature. Trying to keep them housed and all of that. So really trying to find the income and everything to stay in a home and stay above float and things of that nature. Yes, it's became real since the pandemic.
This is Jillian Kent, a financial counselor with the FEC. She started with them last year and has seen firsthand the challenges Central Ohioans are facing. A lot of people came out of the depths of the pandemic with their livelihoods still mostly intact, but many didn't. The heat of current economic stressors and the lack of housing of all types make a formidable combination of barriers for a lot of people.
Just the demand, I think folks just not having, yeah, at first we had a lot of layoffs or a lot of people not going back to work. So, you know, we had a lot of folks who just couldn't pay rent because they weren't working. There was no work. So then as we slowly went back to work, some people went back to work. Some people didn't go back to work for, you know, various reasons.
This is Mark Childs, Resident Services Program Manager for Homeport. He oversees programming for all of our communities and spends his days visiting residents, building relationships and trust, and connecting them to resources that help ease financial and other burdens.
You know, folks are coming in just kind of one-off issues. I lost my job, or I'm in between jobs, car broke down, things like that. So we're starting to see more of that. And we're also seeing an increase of residents, just their household expenses are now just went up. So food has gone up. you know, internet has gone up, you know, so, you know, now, you know, trying to offset that, it's been kind of difficult for a lot of residents because you're working, but your wages hasn't gone up, but everything else around you has gone up.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's feeling that, yeah. Especially if you're making minimum wage, correct, or a barely livable wage,
that makes it tough. So just, you know, trying to find, like, so you see, like, even when you drive around, you see all the help wanted signs, and it's like signing bonus here, but then you kind of look at after their signing bonus, you know, they're really not making much to live on, you know, for a household of four or five, which is most of our families in our multifamily units, that could be tough. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at $500-$600 in grocery bills. You know, some may get food stamps, some may not. So just, you know, those one-off things or those onset things of just the, you know, that spike in just household living expenses has really taken residents needing more, just more help.
We have a lot of clients who are struggling to pay rent. So they're asking us for financial counseling, but that is a huge piece of them kind of moving forward financially because so much of their monthly income is going towards their housing costs.
This is Lydia Daniels, Manager of Family Stabilization Services for Jewish Family Services.
All of your money is going towards rent, and there isn't really much out there for clients who have a low income, and I think clients can feel stuck if they're in that situation.
Definitely. Like I said, it is a lot of the evictions, the housing, the homelessness, and, you know, shelters, they have waiting lists. It's, you know, it gets really, really hard. And again, like you said, people feel stuck, and how do I balance? And rent is this much, and a single parent, you know, then you have daycare and low paying jobs. So it gets challenging.
And now it's time to level up. The landscape is rough. The studies and headlines all say the same thing. Wages are stagnated. Cost of living continues to rise. Home ownership feels like a pipe dream. Those keeping it pushing are finding greater resistance. Homeport communities are representative of our community at large. Financial instability, housing insecurity, trouble putting food in the pantry each week. While the levels of struggle vary, the struggle is present for a majority of Central Ohioans. At our 47 communities, you'll find folks of all backgrounds and incomes who live next door to each other. Like all of us, they want different things for themselves and their families. There's no one version of a homeport resident, but there's a path forward for everyone, regardless of their financial goals.
We have a wide range of residents, you know, who don't work for different reasons. And then we have residents who work, you know, and work very good jobs. And we're working in very high-paying jobs. So it's just, you know, it's a wide variety of folks who are within that community. You know, you can have one neighbor who's on a voucher and may have subsidy for rent. And then you have someone who pays full market rent, and they both work. They work full-time, they do, you know, they're essentially living the same lifestyle, but you wouldn't know unless you, you know, actually met those folks.
There are residents who need urgent help with an unforeseen crisis, or who are struggling with an ongoing financial burden. You know, the one in three of us who don't have a spare $400.
It could be that I'm having trouble, you know, my groceries right now are crazy, I can't afford groceries, and I'm using all that money that I'm using for groceries for, that I will be using for rent for groceries, so we would, you know, maybe help that person do a food appointment to go get food from the pantry for them, or maybe even help them qualify, see if they qualify for SNAP benefits. So now we're taking away, you know, one barrier, saying, hey, you're not going to pay for food, because we're going to help offset that, but now you can use that money that you were using for food for rent, and vice versa, the same way with utilities. We try to see if they can qualify for HEAP or PIP, or, you know, throughout the year, our community partners have the Winter Crisis Funder and the Summer Crisis Funding.
There are a lot of resources available in Central Ohio that Homeport residents and just most people in general aren't aware of. Mark and the counselors at the FEC try to bridge that gap in information.
We also make sure our clients are aware of all the resources available to them in the community. So maybe we, the counselor will review the budget and there's a high food cost, but they're eligible for SNAP and aren't receiving it. So maybe it was cut off because they missed a redetermination or something, and so the counselors can encourage them to you know, get that started again to help with the budget, as well as referring to, you know, housing partners to assist.
I have a lot of my clients that go to pantries as well, free stores. You know, in this time, it is taking advantage of all the resources that are out there. And like I said, a lot that I deal with is kids, and you know, so it's a little touchy.
Yeah. We also refer people to career development. So sometimes the solution for people to move forward with their finances is to have a higher income. Some people have restrictions, you know, if they're on a fixed income like SSI or something. But a lot of clients could be looking for a higher paying job. And at JFS, we have career consultants that we can just refer directly to in the same the same building, and then find a job that pays more. And then we can kind of reassess, okay, now this is your income. What do we do with it? What changes do we make?
Like a lot of adults, there are a lot of Homeport residents hoping to one day become homeowners.
We have residents who, you know, who are just working towards that kind of that state of independence, or kind of getting out of that kind of generational curse, I kind of call it, where you kind of, your parents have done it this way, but now my children are getting older and they're working on, you know, taking a different path to be kind of financially stable. So I think really the big one that I see with residents is just trying to be homeowners. And looking to see, how do I become a homeowner? What are the steps to become homeowners? How do I make more money? You know, I can't really afford to go to college maybe, but is there a trade school or certification program that I can do that can bring in more income that now, you know, I may not be able to have to use SNAP benefits for food stamps or Medicaid? So we try to start here in-house with our housing advisory. Yeah. So that's more of our big thing, is promoting our housing services here. What I find a lot of times is just residents just don't know. So they're just not educated on the services that are out there, you know, what credit is, how credit helps you, you know, checking accounts, bank accounts, and things like that. So try and refer, you know, in-house here to our housing advisory first. To get those residents just to buy in into the process of just learning. Learn, take away what you can take away from it, and then, you know, start to build on from that.
Homeport has a variety of programs, including financial fitness, credit and budget counseling, home buyer education, and foreclosure prevention. We also have a down payment assistance program that you can learn more about in our bonusode called Funding Black Home Ownership. For individuals who aren't quite ready to consider home ownership, our resident services team can still help.
And then we also have credit and budget counseling here that allows residents who want to take more of an in-depth dive into their finances, looking at your budget. With resident services, we don't quite go deep in the budget. Now, we do it like a small budget, but it's more so to say, this is where your money is going. So we kind of like a snapshot. And it's eye-opening, but then it's, you know, now giving them the tools to take that eye-opening experience to say, okay, how can I change this to have more to save, or just have, you know, can I create a rainy day fund? Can I do what can I do just to help myself first, to be proactive?
Working toward financial betterment comes with its own set of challenges. Millions of Americans have incomes just above the federal poverty level, making them ineligible for a lot of benefit programs, but they can still barely scrape by.
I think a lot of our residents also just have to kind of balance that that tricky situation, because the more money you make, the less services you qualify for. You know, the less money you make, the more services you qualify for. So it's kind of finding that happy medium of making enough money and building kind of those kind of that steps, taking those steps to be kind of financially stable and kind of get out of our housing, or kind of find yourself in that kind of that dead spot sometimes. So sometimes we'll have a resident make more money and then they're like, oh my gosh, they just took away everything. What do I do? The one thing that I wish we would do just kind of in our social service world, is just give that kind of gap. Because you think, you know, someone who just loses their benefits, I think they give you, in most cases, it's 2 months. So you have kind of like a 2 month window that says, hey, you're no longer qualified for these services anymore, you know, and we're taking these away. And, you know, sometimes, you know, for instance, I know the biggest one is always food. That's the biggest one that a lot of families who try to, you know, make more money and kind of make a better situation for themselves, it's normally the food stamps that are tough. You know, when you lose $600-$700 a month, and then all of a sudden that $600-$700 now is coming out of your paycheck, that makes that paycheck that went up, you know, $300-$400, makes it a lot smaller.
This situation is so common it has an acronym, ALICE, meaning Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Educated. An ALICE typically lives paycheck to paycheck and is frequently made to choose between two or more household essentials, rent or food, healthcare or car payment, childcare or utility bills. For folks in this situation, both the Financial Empowerment Center and our Housing Advisory and Resident Services teams at Homeport are expertly qualified to find programs that fit this need.
All of our services are individualized, so it really just depends on what the client wants to work on. And maybe they accomplish what they came in wanting to do, and then we can do a new goal with them. So it just depends.
It's all up to the client what they want to do and how dedicated they want to actually be. You know, we go from teaching them the skills, you know, going through their credit reports, goals and things that we'll work on each session, to, again, depending on what their financial goals look like, if it's increasing their credit, finding ways to help them do that, decreasing debt, you know, working with creditors, negotiating things. It's just all about whatever the client is really trying to focus on and to get them out of that financial debt and actually stay out of it, but really putting it into their daily life, you know, versus just, oh, this is just a one-day thing. It's baby steps, and it is definitely a process.
We give out a lot of good news. So I would probably say the majority of, like, I hardly ever give out bad news. So it's like majority, I would say 98% of the time, we give out good news, which is not always the case in, you know, social services. So,
yeah. So what being able to, like,
Saying you're approved for financial assistance, you know, saying that we were able to get you, you know, a new stove, we get you in contact with your manager, and things were able to get fixed. We do a host of things. So I just think just being able to say, hey, you know, yes, we can get you furniture. Yes, we can, you know, you can't meet us here at, you know, the office. We can come to you. What I always say when residents call is, you tell me what the issue is and I'll tell you if we can help. There's always, you know, things that we can help with that we can do internally. And then there's things that we can have partners to do. We have a lot of community partners. Franklin County has tons and tons of partners, tons of resources. And that's all we do all day is try to connect folks with those resources. So definitely reach out to us.
With any little thing. You might
any little thing,
help.
Yes. Any little thing, all things, big or small, reach out, and, you know, hopefully we're able to connect you. As I said, we give out a lot of positive news most times, so I'm pretty sure that we were able to, you know, definitely link residents. And then those residents, new residents who are looking for housing, obviously always still reach out. And we'll connect them with those property managers that have open units.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining.
No problem.
If you're a prospective homebuyer looking to get more information before diving in, visit homeportlearning.org to learn about our housing advisory services. We hold several courses every month. If you're in need of a specific service, 211 Central Ohio has a list of available services with information on access. You can find resources for everything from adult and youth care programs, employment and education support and emergency food, clothing, and furniture, to housing and utility assistance, legal and reentry services, mental health counseling, and a lot more. You can go to 211centralohio.org for more information. Level With Us is brought to you by Homeport and is recorded, mixed, and edited by Lauren Sega. All sources are in the show notes. Homeport creates strong communities by developing quality, affordable homes on a cornerstone of dignity, security, and opportunity. To learn more, or if you'd like to support our mission, visit us at homeportohio.org.